For HI, the Brekkie Show, and of course on Thursday mornings we chat to Steve Taylor with our Q&A. G'day, Steve. How are you?
Morning, Gaz.
Now, Steve, a listener asked your opinion on recent media speculation of a housing bubble in Australia, mate.
Gaz, the word speculation is correct because that's all it is. Remember, mate, bad news sells.
Now, Steve, would anyone actually have a vested interest in propagating bad news?
Well, last year there was a foreign economist who propagated this kind of story.
Now, if it was not correct, why do it?
Well, mate, it has been argued that he was working with a hedge fund that was trying to take bank shares prices down. But there's no clear proof of this, but it certainly attracted the attention of the media looking for bad news headlines.
Yeah. Steve, what is the opinion of reputable economic forecasters?
Well, Moody's, they're one of the biggest credit rating agencies, and in its time it's been overly pessimistic as well and caused its share of financial panic, but not this time.
All right, Steve, can you give a sample of Moody's prediction?
Well, Gaz, they've predicted that the price of detached houses nationally will rise by 5.6% this year.
All right, that's their prediction, but Steve, what's your opinion?
Well, mate, a prediction of future price of houses nationally, it's of little use to any investor.
Why, Steve?
Well, the national figure, it's an average of all Australian house prices, with some up and some down.
Well, Steve, how do you approach it, mate?
Well, firstly, to be risk-averse, I suggest only investing in cities with a population in excess of 1 million people.
Well, that'd only give you Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane, mate.
That's right, Gaz. The next thing I look at is where they are on what we call the property clock. Like, that is, 12 o'clock is the top of the market and 6 o'clock it's at the bottom.
Now, Steve, what else do you look for?
Well, I look for the city with the lowest base price and the greatest upside potential.
And I know you, Steve, you favour Brisbane.
That's Gaz. That's right, mate. But at the moment, not the inner city apartments, but detached houses in the northern corridor between the Pine River and the Caboolture River.
Now, are there any particular suburbs?
Yes. North Lakes, it's almost finished now. Stone Ridge and North Harbour. All these allow for direct access to Brisbane Airport, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast.
Steve, have there been any signs of a slowdown in this area?
No, Gaz. Demand so exceeds supply that we're having to buy land months before it's finished. They do not have any land salesmen here anymore. I call them land allocators, as you've got to have a good track record for them to even allocate you a block. And that could be 5 to 6 months from being registered.
Wow. Well, hopefully we got the answers for that listener. And, of course, if you want to get more information or to ask a question, call 49877567 or Google Steve Taylor and go to the Contact Us page, or you can fax or email into us at 4HI with your Q&A questions. Well, Steve, it's an interesting period in real estate, isn't it?
It certainly is, Gaz. And, mate, it's been great having you here for the last couple of weeks.
It's been fun.
So travel safe.
I will, my friend. And you have a great Easter.
Thanks, mate.